More news stories now. There is a bold new vision for the old Debenham shop, but a wait for work to start. Frustrations are high as parking problems continue at a Wetherspoons pub, and neighbours are fuming as bins are only collected once in 2 months.
Plans to demolish and rebuild one of Norwich's most prominent empty buildings have moved a step closer. Developers have submitted final details of a proposal to replace the 1950s-built former Debenhams department store with 400 student flats and new shops. If it gets the go-ahead, Stanford Real Estate, which bought the Red Lion Street building 2 years ago, is expected to start work in 2025. What are the proposals? The plans would see all but the basement and ground floor torn down to make way for a new building. Multiple retail units are expected to take up the first two floors, while the rest of the new site would become accommodation for 400 students. The various sections of the building would vary in height, but at its tallest, it would be three stories higher than the current six-floor building.
Norfolk has been named one of the best locations for an adventure holiday in the world by a prominent national publication. The county was featured in the Sunday Times list of 38 best places for incredible trips and appeared among hiking in Nepal and lemur spotting in Madagascar. It was noted for its outstanding birdwatching opportunities in and around Norfolk's salt marshes, where millions of migratory birds descend for the winter season. Describing it as one of the greatest wildlife shows on earth, The Times said, "The geese are the A-listers, first the Pinkfoots, then the Brents, Greylags, Canadians and Russians. The sight and sound of a vast flock of 500 whiffling into a vertical landing over Thornham Marsh at sunset can move you to tears." The publication highlighted a three-day trip on offer from Wildlife Worldwide, which tours the territory of snow buntings, shore larks, goshawks, marsh harriers and starling murmurations. It is available in March, with three nights of half board with two meals from £785 per person.
A row over antisocial parking near a popular city pub continues to rumble on as frustrations grow over a lack of action from Wetherspoon. Folk living near the Whiffler on the Helston side of the Boundary Road have been angered by customers parking on surrounding streets, despite concerns being raised more than 5 months ago. It is understood people living nearby have been asking councillors to push national chain Wetherspoon to commit to a resolution. The Whiffler sacrificed more than 20 of its car parking spaces for greater outdoor seating provision during the pandemic. But the pub then decided to make this change permanent, a move locals say has shunted parking elsewhere as its custom has returned to normal levels. Some have even complained about being trapped in their homes by inconsiderate patrons. It is understood that converting land to the rear of the pub into additional parking and the potential addition of double yellow lines were proposed at the crunch meeting between Wetherspoons and locals last year. A spokesman for the pub chain said, "Wetherspoon met local residents in August last year to discuss parking problems in the vicinity of the pub. We are reviewing a number of options for additional parking at the pub, which we hope to finalise shortly."
Rubbish is piling up once again around a city centre neighbourhood as problems with bins not being collected continues. Martin Wakenall, who lives in Wherry Road in Riverside, initially came to this newspaper when the bins were being ignored in the run-up to Christmas. Mr. Wakenall and others living there breathed a sigh of relief shortly, though, as the rubbish was collected. However, The 36-year-old is fed up with the lack of response from the city council after another month of waiting, saying, "It was cleared shortly after I first raised concern around December the 16th, but then it's been left again. The rubbish is constantly piling up, and now it's actually worse than it was originally. It's getting so bad that you can't even leave by the flat's back door because of how much rubbish is piled up there. It's a genuine fire hazard." When I spoke to those involved, our housing association, Clarion, and the city council, they said it's not their responsibility. At what point do you say enough is enough? A Clarion spokesman said, "We know how inconvenient this issue has been for residents, and we're working hard on their behalf with the council to resolve the issue. We've arranged for clearance of the illegal fly tipping, and once we've confirmed that the access is clear, BIFFA will be able to collect the bins."